Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
3, 2, 1.
When I'm working out, I love to listen to your podcast.
Welcome in, everybody, episode 860 of the podcast, the Speak America, the Antor Sports Podcast. It is Tuesday night, March 19th, 2024, people, or Wednesday morning, March 20th, 2024. If you're listening on podcast, I hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody is having a great day, and this is one of my favorite episodes of the year, even though it never works out well for me. We are officially making our Aaron Torres Pod official NCAA tournament picks. Listen, I've spent so much time thinking about this bracket, thinking about these teams, thinking about these matchups. We are going to go game by game, pick by pick, and give you my picks for this year's Final Four, National Championship. Got a little bit of a different strategy this year, but listen, we're going to dive in. We're going to talk about every game. Drop your questions in the comment section. We will get to them momentarily, but this is a really fun show. I'm fired up. You need to be fired up, and you know what else you need to do before we get started? I already told you I don't like my pick, so what you need to do, go ahead and sign up for the Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge. Go to bracketfanatics.com. When you go to bracketfanatics.com, all you have to do is click that sponsored tab page where you see, or sponsored brackets page where you see sponsored bracket. Click there. It will take you to Torres. You'll click on the Torres tab, and guess what? You're right in. You're making picks. You're competing against me. If you've previously signed up, all you got to do is put in your email. You'll be set to go for this one. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, the little show description right there, you can click there. Link is right there. If you're listening on podcast, click the link there. You can sign up there, compete against me. Here is the best part, because I know many of you are wondering. It is free to enter, $0.00. All these other pools, they're charging you. Torres won't charge you a dime, okay? Free to enter. $1,000 prize pool, $1,000 cash being given away by our good friends at Bracket Fanatics. Shout out to my guy, Doug, over there. I've been working with Doug for 4 years. I love Doug like a brother. Trust him like nobody else. BracketFanatics.com, sponsored brackets. That's how you sign up for the Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge. Should also mention, by the way, we are brought to you by BetUS Sportsbook. BetUS, we've been working with them all March long. We love working with them. And here is the thing about BetUS. The great part about BetUS, they have the best offer going this March. So there's no other book anywhere in America that is going to offer you what BetUS is, and that's this. They will give you a 125% deposit match on your first three deposits this year. So You deposit $100, you lose it all on day one, you say, what the heck just happened? They're going to give you $125 as soon as you deposit. So you lose $225, guess what? Just deposit another $100. They will give you another $125. On your first three deposits, they will match you up to $2,000. We love working with them. We're going to be with them all March long. We're going to be doing stuff with them from the Final Four and the West Regional in L.A. We were also with them in Vegas last week. So thank you to BetUS. We appreciate their support, and we appreciate everything that they do for the Aaron Torres Pod and Aaron Torres Pod YouTube. With that said, though, there is no more time to waste. It's time to get to the topic of the day. And in what was honestly a crazy day in college sports, we're focused only on one thing. That is the 2024 NCAA tournament and picking a freaking bracket, okay? So this was a crazy day in college sports. Clemson's trying to leave the ACC. Caden Proctor, did you see this? The Alabama offensive tackle transfers to Iowa. He's transferring back. Those are topics I would love to talk about. But another day, another time. By the way, I apparently started a Breonna Stewart versus Caitlin Clark discourse on the internet. About 700 retweets at last check. But we're not here to talk about Caitlin Clark. We'll fill out our women's bracket tomorrow, okay? Kidding. No disrespect to the ladies. But today it's all about the men's bracket. We are diving in. And what I am here to tell you is a couple things. I mentioned it off the top, and you will see with my picks, I am sticking true to one edict and one edict only this year. If a team has shown me who they are, I'm going to believe them. Last couple of years, oh, this team's not playing well, but give them a game, give them two, they'll get hot, I like da-da-da-da. No. If you have been a problem, if you have been a thorn in my side all year, then guess what? You're out. So let's get into the bracket. I'm going to give you my game-by-game picks. Again, if you want to compete against me, bracketfanatics.com, sponsored brackets tab, Torres, you'll see me right there, free to enter, $1,000 cash prizes. All right, let's start in the top left corner of the bracket with the East Regional, okay? East Regional games all over the place. We're going to start with the number one overall seed, the UConn Huskies. They are playing Stetson. Really quickly, we had our interview with Hassan Diarra earlier today. Hassan Diarra, the Big East Sixth Man of the Year. We've been with him all year long. He talked a lot about this matchup. So if you missed that, go back, check it out. But in the least surprising news ever, I am going to take UConn to beat Stetson. The 8-9 game, Florida Atlantic Northwestern, I talked about this on the Monday reaction show. A couple things stand out here. Again, what have teams shown you, and have they shown you who they are? Florida Atlantic, they've been inconsistent all year long. They are a team that I don't even think, I think you could have argued should have been in out of the NCAA tournament or playing in Dayton. Instead, they get an 8 seed. They have a couple really bad losses. They lost to a Temple team that, you know, if you believe the reports, maybe was tanking games earlier this year. They lost to Temple in the conference tournament. They're up, they're down. I believe that Dusty May has probably been talking to some teams behind the scenes about their coaching jobs. I believe if he loses this game, he could be introduced as the Louisville coach on Friday. So give me Northwestern in this game. They have shown me that they are consistent all year long. Same deal. San Diego State, UAB. Listen, the San Diego State story was incredible. I live on the West Coast. I told the story last year. Lamont Butler, the kid who hits the shot to send San Diego State to the Final Four. I've known him since he's about 14 years old. Great family, great kid. Talk to his dad all the time. But San Diego State's been kind of up and down all season long. Little bit, you can't call it a championship game hangover. They just lost a lot of dudes. And the fact that they're a 5 seed here tells you something. I think it's one of Brian Dutcher's better coaching jobs this year. But listen, you know, you look at the fact that they made the conference championship game. Okay, great. But they lost their final two regular season games before they got to Vegas. That's not a criticism. The Mountain West was really good, but I'm just not sold on this team. Here's the other thing. UAB has some dudes that can play now. Andy Kennedy ain't going to war without a loaded tank. And I like UAB's guys. They have a kid named Eric Gaines who played at LSU for Will Wade. He's been there about 2 or 3 years now. They can get up and down. They can score. So this is your first 5-12 upset. I do like UAB in this game over San Diego State. Auburn versus Yale. It's funny. Auburn, first of all, I believe is grossly underrated. And also, I'll say this. I was in Vegas all week with producer Matt. He was telling me that they call Auburn the Yale of Northeast Alabama. I don't know if that's true, but that's what he told me. So it's an interesting matchup of Ivy League caliber schools. One school is. Listen, I'll say this. Auburn's going to win. Auburn, you know, listen, you look at the advanced metrics. I believe in my heart of hearts that Auburn is maybe the most underrated team in this field. Roll through the SEC tournament. I get during the season they lost to Tennessee. They lost to Kentucky. They are a really good team, both ends of the court. I like Auburn to win this opener. Let's keep it going. And what I think I'll do is I'll go bracket by bracket. I'm not going to go first round all the way through. We're going in the East region right now. We are down to the bottom half of the bracket. This is a Thursday game. One of the early tips, it is BYU against Duquesne. Obviously an emotional game. If you remember, Duquesne's head coach Keith Dambrot announced that he is retiring after this NCAA tournament. And I'll tell you this, this is kind of an interesting matchup where I could see the upset potentially happening. BYU shoots the most threes of anyone in college basketball. Duquesne is a top 30 three-point defense. And so this is one I am going to go ahead and bet. I'm going to go ahead and take BYU. But as a 9.5-point favorite in the BetUS sportsbook, that feels like a lot. I'll take BYU. Could totally see the upset here. Another game that if you're a betting type person, Illinois versus Morehead State. We talked about this on the Monday show. Morehead State, we had their coach Preston Spradlin on a few days ago. Morehead State is basically top 10 in essentially every defensive metric that matters. Field goal percentage defense, three-point defense, scoring defense. And so this Illinois team, they love to get up and down. They don't want to play in the half court. And I could see this game being close. 12-point spread just feels like too much to me. I'm taking Illinois to win, but would not be stunned if the actual upset occurred. Let's go to the 7-10 game, Washington State versus Drake. Listen, Drake's a great story. They're in the NCAA tournament. They beat Indiana State in that conference championship game. I don't really know how much juice they have besides Tucker DeVry, the coach's son, NBA prospect. Washington State, I think their coach Kyle Smith is a stud. If I was one of these schools looking for a new head coach, I assume he's probably trying to get out of Washington State. But they're big, they're athletic, they defend. They weren't great down the stretch, but give me Washington State in this game. And then interesting matchup, Iowa State versus South Dakota State, okay? Iowa State, of course, it's interesting because Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger began his career as the head coach at South Dakota State, goes to UNLV for a few years, but I think Iowa State wins this game. Let's go back to the top of the bracket, UConn and Northwestern. Listen, I could sit here and analyze and overanalyze this game. I just think UConn's got too many dudes. They're going to be playing in Brooklyn. And Hassan Diarra talked about it. Like he said UConn felt like a home game when they played at home, when they played at Madison Square Garden this past weekend. I expect it's going to be a lot of UConn fans in Brooklyn. That'll probably be a Sunday afternoon game. I expect a great crowd, mostly UConn. I think UConn wins. Auburn versus UAB. Interesting matchup. Between two teams that aren't separated by all that much in mileage. But I think on the court, Auburn's going to win. I don't know that there's a ton to add here. I think Auburn is deep. I think they're athletic. They have so many ways that they can beat you. We saw that in the SEC tournament. Give me Auburn over UAB. Bottom half of the bracket, I'll tell you this. You know, you want a game that has the potential to be just a great watch. If we get Illinois versus BYU in that round of 32 game, I mean, you are talking about what should be one of the most entertaining games, potentially the tournament. Illinois averages 84 points per game. Terrence Shannon Jr., listen, he had some off the court stuff that he dealt with during the season, but he has come on since he's been back, from that suspension, averaging 23 points. How about the final two games at the Big Ten tournament? A combined 74 points, 40 versus Nebraska, 34 versus Wisconsin. And yeah. Oh, by the way, he had 28 in the quarterfinal win over Ohio State. I'm not great at math, but 28 plus 40 is 68. Yet another 34. That should be what? 106, 104, 102, I think, over three games. Kid averaged like 33 points per game in that conference tournament. I like Illinois to beat BYU, but that will be a fun high-scoring game. Let's keep it going on these tourney brackets and projections. Bottom half of the bracket, Iowa State versus Washington State. This will be fun. Iowa State, they are incredible, okay? And don't just take what they did in that conference championship game as their entire resume. They have been playing great elite defense all season long. But Washington State is a good team. Washington State is a, Washington State, they defend. But I do worry when you get in a half-court game with a team that just has better players than you and you can't out-scheme them and you can't out-maneuver them, you can't out-them this, you can't do that. I think Iowa State wins advancing to the Sweet 16. So it's funny because I told you before we started, I had all these crazy picks and predictions. We got the top four teams in this tournament in the East Regional. The final is in Boston, UConn versus Auburn. Listen, I'll say this. This is going to sound crazy. First of all, I need a sip of water. By the way, I have been battling the craziest virus since I got back from Vegas. This is basically my MJ flu game. I got my DayQuil right here. I've been pounding all day. Going to take a quick swig of water real quick. Just got to keep the vocal cords going. It's March, baby. We're just fighting till the end. Then we got portal season, which is even more fun. But, all right, so UConn Auburn. So I truly believe, this is going to sound crazy, I think you can make the argument that UConn, that Auburn is as tough of a matchup for UConn as anyone in this tournament. I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm not saying they're the second. If we think UConn's the best team, that they're the second best team. But you look at Auburn. You look at all the bodies they play. You look at the size that they play with. That's the thing about UConn. UConn, to beat UConn, to compete with UConn, you have to have a degree of physicality, but you also have to have bodies because they're going to come at you. They're going to play hard. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And I would love to see, if we have any Vegas handicappers in here, I would love to know, if we could get an advanced look-ahead line to this game, because I would guess this would be about as small of a margin as any game that UConn is going to play in all year long, or all tournament long, I should say. My only concern in this one, Auburn is not a great three-point shooting team. Good, not great, 35%. Again, I think the big bodies is what concerns me. Jani Broome, Chaney Johnson. They got guys that are just, they'll beat you up. They're not afraid. And you can't be afraid against UConn. I am going to take UConn to win this game. But listen, I'm telling you, if this upset happens, and I'm saying this as a UConn guy, I would not be surprised at all. By the way, I know Auburn fans are not happy with this draw, and I don't blame them. Bottom half of the bracket, 2 versus 3, offense versus defense. excuse me. I will say offense versus defense. I'm going to give the advantage to offense, okay? Illinois, to me, they're a veteran team. They go to the tournament every year. They haven't really had that run. And I think it's easy to sit there and say, this and that. First of all, they got two NBA players in Terrence Shannon Jr. as well as Coleman Hawkins. They've been to whatever, 3-4 straight NCAA tournaments. They haven't had that run. They lost that stunner with Io DeSumo a few years ago to Loyola Chicago. Kofi Coburn, they can't get out of the Sweet 16. Last year, they lose in the opening round to Arkansas, if you remember that game. But I think quietly, they've been playing really well. They've won 7 of their last 8. The only loss was to Purdue at home. We'll get to Purdue. Don't you worry, Purdue fans. I know you love me, Purdue fans. Purdue fans, I don't know if you're going to be mad at me or not mad at me. We'll get to Purdue in a minute. But Illinois won 7 of its last 8. Only loss was to Purdue. They won the Big Ten tournament. They are clicking like they were earlier in the year. I have Illinois beating Iowa State to go to the Elite Eight. Finally, UConn-Illinois. Battle back and forth. My concern is this. I'll say this, too. I think Illinois is the type of team that, again, can beat UConn. It's not supposed to be easy, and it will not be. If UConn gets out of this bracket, okay, I said it on Monday's show, UConn has the hardest draw of anybody in this tournament, that of any one seed, bar none. And when we break down the other regions, I think you'll probably believe me. I bring it up because with UConn, like, this is a team that can put up 90 on you, and I actually think to beat UConn, you have to have a baseline level of offensive competence, okay? Like, I look at that UConn game against St. John's in the Big East tournament. It was like St. John's was just like, we know we can't defend with them, so we just got to get up and down the floor and get buckets. Well, Illinois is a better version of that, but UConn, to me, they just got better dudes. Like, this is not a knock on Illinois or whatever. Give me UConn over Illinois. But again, if UConn has to beat Auburn and Illinois or Auburn and Iowa State to get to the Final Four, that is bananas, okay? They will have earned it. I do have UConn winning the East. Appreciate everybody tuning in. So UConn is my East regional champion. We are going to get to the West in just one moment. We got some Tar Heels in the chat waiting for Torres to throw flowers at their feet. Before we do, as I said earlier, bracketfanatics.com, join the Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge. Okay, a little bit slow on signups. Need everybody in this chat right now. Stay in the chat, but go to bracketfanatics.com, click sponsored bracket, Bracket Torres. Here's the other thing, though, that I also want to mention about Bracket Fanatics, okay, is that if you want to start your own bracket, just click that Start a Bracket tab. And here is the cool part about Bracket Fanatics and why I love working with Bracket Fanatics. It is because of this. It is because Bracket Fanatics does all the work for you, okay? It's like, I'm not even going to say it, but you know, that special person in your life, they do all the work so you don't have to, okay? I think you get what I'm saying. Anyway, bracketfanatics.com, start a bracket. You can do a free bracket like me, or you can do a pay bracket. But here's the cool part. You don't have to chase down Doris from accounting. You don't have to chase down your Uncle Lenny who never wants to pay you. He wants his money up front. He's going to pay you when he feels like paying you. No. To enter the pool, everybody pays on the website, and then everybody gets their money on the website, okay? So, again, you don't have to collect money. You don't have to distribute. You don't have to find people. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. It's all done on bracketfanatics.com. That's what separates them from all the loser competitors. What separates them from Yahoo, ESPN, join our bracket chat. Screw those guys. They don't collect your money like Bracket Fanatics does. Bracket Fanatics collects your money. They keep your money. Then they give away your money. Also should mention, on Bracket Fanatics, here's the cool part. You can actually bet friends in your bracket, right? So you start a bracket, get 20 buddies to sign up, $2 sign in, whatever. But then you're an Illinois fan. Your buddy's an Iowa State fan. You can, on the app, go ahead and bet them. So your buddy lives in Indiana. You don't know how you're going to get the money to him. You just bet him $5 on Bracket Fanatics. You bet him $20 on Bracket Fanatics. Bracketfanatics.com. It's smart. It's easy. It's safe. You can do it all on the website. So thank you to Bracket Fanatics. Sign up for the Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge in the Sponsored Brackets tab, but also start your own bracket there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, let's keep the party going. Who wants to talk a little West Coast regional, okay? And the one thing I will say about the West, how the West was won. What I will say about the West is this. I think you will see my Torres strategy on if somebody shows you who they are, believe them. It's going to come into fruition in the West region, okay? So let's start at the top. North Carolina, I don't know if they got the play-in winner tonight. I think they did, which was Wagner. Shout out to Dan Hurley's former school, but I'm gonna go out on a limb, take Carolina to win that game. 8-9 game. Listen, This is one of my bet. Like, this is like if I was doing an NCAA tournament confidence pool, okay, outside of the obvious like UConn versus Stetson, I'm telling you, I think Mississippi State's going to roll Michigan State. Michigan State actually a one-point favorite in the BetUS Sportsbook. Listen, Michigan State doesn't belong here. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. They lost 14 games in the season in a bad Big Ten, by the way. It's not like they were playing in that mighty Big East that only got three teams, by the way. Michigan State went 19-14, 10-10. And here's the thing about Michigan State. It's not like they were playing great down the stretch. Lost four of their last five in the regular season. Lost in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. So I'm not great at math. But that is five of their last seven they lost going into this NCAA tournament. I like Mississippi State. Chris Jans is a beast. That team defends. You saw what they did to Tennessee. Give me Mississippi State. Mentioned this on the Monday show. The 5-12, 4-13 region is bananas. St. Mary's versus Grand Canyon is one. I will tell you, this is going to sound crazy. Of all the matchups in this tournament, I think I spent more time thinking St. Mary's Grand Canyon than any other one. I know that sounds insane. Let me explain why. St. Mary's is a very specific team that has to win a very specific way. We've talked about it. You get it. You don't need me to tell you all the details. They play one of the slowest tempos in the country. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that outside of Virginia, they actually play the slowest tempo of all the NCAA tournament teams, but it works for them. They don't beat themselves. They don't turn the ball over. Top 30 nationally in fewest turnovers. They make shots. They rebound the crap out of the ball. They're one of the best rebounding teams in college basketball. But also, let's say this. Grand Canyon, for people who have never been to that university, new school, online school that's gone, you know, kind of a normal place. I bring it up. It's a beautiful campus, beautiful, beautiful scenery, I should add, in Phoenix. But Grand Canyon, let me get back on track here. I'm all over the place. Grand Canyon has high major dudes on that roster. I think that's what trips me up is I think if there was a pickup game and you were just picking player for player, you could argue Grand Canyon would have a couple of the first picks. Tyon Grant Foster, their best player, began his career at Iowa State. On top of that, they have a couple kids, you know, Sidney Curry was at Louisville. He doesn't play a ton. Gabe McLaughlin, excuse me, is a sixth-year senior. Like I said, I am battling. This is my MJ flu game, so forgive me on this. Let's keep it going here, but let me put it this way. I did pick St. Mary's to win this game. Alabama versus Charleston. Listen, I've been a little lower on Alabama all year than most. This is the right matchup for them, though, because Charleston doesn't really play defense just like they don't play defense. And so because of it, give me Alabama to beat Charleston in round one in Spokane. Let's go to the bottom half of the bracket. Friday, early tip, Clemson versus New Mexico. Listen, I told you on Monday's show, this is an upset pick, no doubt about it. I like New Mexico to win this game. New Mexico, I just think, is flat out the better team. Three really good guards, Donovan Dent, Jalen House, that's Eddie House's son, and also Jamal Mashburn Jr. Their two big guys are really good as well. Nelly Jr. Joseph, he was a transfer from Iona. Rick Pitino just shipping off his best interior player to his son, Richard Pitino. And then this kid, JT Toppin, is a beast, okay? I think New Mexico is probably one of the 25 to 30 best teams that I saw all year. I think it's embarrassing for the committee that this team was not in if they had not won the Mountain West tournament. I'm glad they did. I'm glad everybody's going to get to see. I have New Mexico winning this game. Baylor Colgate, listen, I've been a little down on Baylor all year. It's hard for me to pick them to lose this game. They're a 13.5 point favorite in the BetUS Sportsbook. But one thing I'll say about Colgate is a team. This is their fifth straight NCAA tournament, okay? Would have been six, obviously, if the NCAA tournament had been played in 2020 overall. And this is just like the cliche small school. Same coaching staff. They play their style. They shoot the three ball pretty well. As I said about St. Mary's, they don't turn the ball over. They're not super athletic, but they don't beat themselves. Baylor's been up and down. They rely a lot on freshmen. Colgate has been competitive in these tournament games. A few years ago, they gave Arkansas all they could handle. A few years ago, they gave Wisconsin all they could handle. I'm going to pick Baylor to win. But if you want a Friday best bet, that's probably one of them. As I do think that I would take I would take what do we got there? What do we got? Why am I tripping over my own words here? As I would take Baylor to win that game, but not Purdy. Dayton, Nevada. This one, you know, I know I just mentioned, oh, you know, I spent more time thinking about St. Mary's Grand Canyon than any other game. I actually take that back. I think I spent more time thinking Dayton, Nevada than anything else. I like both these teams. I think Nevada was misseeded. Dayton, for people who have not seen them, super athletic. They shoot a ton of threes. They're not very big, but they have an NBA player named Deron Holmes, about a 20-point-per-game score. He is going to be a late first-round, early second-round pick. And with Nevada, this isn't scientific, but I'll just be blunt. I've been following Steve Alford's career forever. I was with him in LA. By the way, I remember back to the New Mexico 2014 NCAA tournament when he was at New Mexico. They were 2 or 3 seed. I picked them to go to the Final Four. They lost, okay? Lost in the first round to Harvard. Yeah, I don't forget Steve Alford. I don't forget. But here's the bottom line. I covered him at UCLA. He's a great guy. Everybody thinks that I don't like him. It's just that I don't trust his teams. Every time you put faith in his teams, they let you down, including the start of the Mountain West tournament. Dayton will have the best player on the floor. I think you could argue the next 3 best players, Jared Lucas, Blackshear, and Nick Davidson, are on Nevada. It would not surprise me to see Nevada win this game, but I like Dayton. Arizona versus Long Beach State. Listen, Arizona, super inconsistent. I saw them at their best in Vegas. They end up losing another night. I can't imagine they lose to Long Beach State, okay? Long Beach State's coach is, you know, Dan Munson. We all heard the story. He's retiring after this game, or he got fired. I take that back. He got fired. They let him coach the conference tournament. They allowed him to coach in the NCAA tournament. Bring it up, because I think that his run ends here. And I think Long Beach State loses to Arizona State. Top of the bracket, North Carolina versus Mississippi State. Listen, I've seen some people that I respect pick Mississippi State here. I am going to take Carolina because I just think Carolina, in my opinion, you look at who they are and what they're about, defense and offense. They can defend with you, but they can get buckets when they need to. Not going to be easy. Mississippi State makes your life uncomfortable. But if you can get buckets, Kentucky beat them twice this year. You know, Auburn beat them the other day. You have to match their defensive intensity and be able to score on them. I like North Carolina winning this game. St. Mary's, Alabama, you talk about the ultimate clash in styles. St. Mary's, as I said a minute ago, one of the slowest tempos in all of college basketball. Alabama, one of the fastest tempos, one of the highest scoring teams. Listen to me, I'm taking St. Mary's. This is a game where if Alabama gets up 22-6 or whatever, it's over. It's a wrap. But at the same time, when you look at St. Mary's, they are a team that plays super slow and they defend their butts off. And so with Alabama, you have to make them play your game. And if you can limit them from behind the 3-point line, they are very beatable. Number 2 scoring defense in college basketball is St. Mary's. From a 3-point percentage defense, they are pretty good overall. Listen, I love Alabama, but I've said all year, I said, I think Nate Oates is overachieved with this group. That's not a knock. It's just a reality. Like, the guys that are playing at Alabama compared to last year, they're not the same caliber of players. By the way, Alabama already picked up a kid at the portal today, basically saying, like, you know, essentially it's not good enough. So when I look at this game, you know, listen, I'll be honest, it wouldn't stun me if Alabama won, but what did I say to start the show? If you've shown me who you are, believe it. And Alabama has shown me that they're inconsistent. Alabama has shown me that they can be beaten. I'm taking St. Mary's. Bottom half of the bracket. Listen, just told you, I don't believe in Baylor. Freshman-laden team, they've been up and down. I don't really love their personnel. They have 3 guards, but it feels like they've never been consistent all season long. And so in my opinion, I look at New Mexico, veteran team, confident team. They've never been in the tournament, but they are a team that is not going to be afraid. Jalen House, 6-year senior. Jamal Mashburn Jr., 4th-year junior. Fourth-year junior, he'll have an extra year of eligibility. Donovan Dent's a dude. Donovan Dent is a kid. If you've never seen them play, I believe he will be a household name by the end of the tournament. Give me New Mexico in that game. And then let's go to the bottom half of the bracket, Dayton, Arizona. What did I say? If you've shown me who you are, I need to believe you. 2 years in a row, I've picked Arizona to go deep. 2 years in a row, I've been burned. I think 2 years ago, they were good enough to do it. last year. They were inconsistent all year. I bought into them. I believe the hype. This year, I'm not doing it. Now, I'll say two things about Arizona. One, I believe if they get to the West Regional in LA, they are winning the West. I believe if they get to the West Regional in LA, they are winning the West. You heard me say it right here. I believe they're that good. I believe they're Final Four good. I believe if they get to Phoenix, they can play with anybody in college basketball, okay? But they've lost to Stanford, who fired their coach. They lost to Oregon State. They lost to Washington State twice. That's no knock. Washington State's a tournament team. Oregon, they get hot in the conference tournament, and then they lay an egg against Oregon. And so Dayton is not a team that Arizona should struggle with. But at the same time, I also think that Arizona has lost to several teams this year that they should not struggle with. If Arizona wins this game, they're winning the West. I don't think they are. By the way, you talk about the biggest limb I'm going out on, because I think Dayton can lose in the first round, but I have them beating Arizona as well. Top half of the bracket, North Carolina versus St. Mary's. Listen, what did I just say about North Carolina? They can play offense. They can play defense. This is a great matchup for them. I think if this game ends up happening, it will be in the West Regional in LA. I'll be there, and it will be a bloodbath. It'll be like a 70-50. You can flip over to the other game. I have North Carolina winning. Bottom half of the bracket, I have Dayton versus New Mexico. Listen, New Mexico, I think this is where it ends. I wouldn't be surprised if they won, but I believe that if I'm not mistaken, my buddy Jeff Grammer told me this, and I couldn't believe it. New Mexico has never in program history been to a Sweet 16 prior to this season or prior in school history. And so I only bring it up because they get to a Sweet 16. You know what's going to happen. They're going to show up on campus. They're going to be at home. Everyone's going to tell them how great they are. Oh, my God, we didn't think you were going to make it this far. They do. And then, you know, they hear that for a week. Then they got to go to – looks like my buddy Jeff Grammer lied to me. They haven't made a Sweet 16 since 1974, okay? 1974, the last time they made a Sweet 16. But listen, Dayton will have the best player on the floor. This kid, Deron Holmes, if you do not know the name, get to know him. I have Dayton advancing to the Elite Eight, where they will play North Carolina. I have North Carolina winning, beating Dayton in the Elite Eight. So that is your West Regional. Last thought, again, Arizona's a team to watch. They're good enough. They have the chance. They can do it. But I haven't seen four games of consistency from them all year long. So I can't expect them to magically do it. They are so good. Producer Matt and I were courtside. Caleb Love's dunking from the foul line. They're throwing alley-oops. They look like an and-one mixtape. But they're not consistent. Carolina, to their credit, has been consistent. Give me Carolina to win that region.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's keep it going. By the way, drop your questions. I appreciate everybody. I see Sterling just dropped one. We'll get to all of them at the end. Thank you for your guys' support. We are rocking and rolling. And I think I'm doing pretty well. I think I'm entertaining because we got about, 1,000 people here watching us between YouTube and Twitter. So we appreciate your support. But let's keep the party going. Let's keep the party going with the Midwest region, right top side of your bracket. Houston versus Longwood. Listen, I'd be lying if I said I did a ton of research on Longwood. I like Houston to win. Nebraska versus A&M. Listen, Nebraska's a great story. They got the kid that drops, he dropped like 36 points against Indiana in that conference tournament. They're really fun to watch because they kind of play a style that isn't really Big Ten-ish. Casey Tamanoga was the guy. He had 34? I want to make sure I get this right. He had 23 against Indiana. I swear he had more than 23. He must have hit about 7 threes in that game. Anyway, they're a really fun team to watch. Rake Mask is another guy, the dude from the Netherlands, big guy, passes, shoots, dribbles. I think Fred Hoiberg has done a really good job. Same time, listen, I'll say this for A&M. I was down on A&M. I was critical of A&M. But listen, down the stretch, they won the games that they had to, and they have proven they can play with anybody. Beat Kentucky twice, beat Tennessee, beat Iowa State. They won 4 straight games going into the SEC tournament. They beat Kentucky, and they really did give Florida a game. So go ahead and give me Texas A&M to beat Nebraska in the 8-9 game. 5-12 game is interesting, okay? So I'm not going to do the Torres, what you think I'm going to do, which is just crush Wisconsin. Oh, they're soft. Oh, they're this. Oh, they're that. First of all, I appreciate Wisconsin because that Wisconsin Purdue game in the Big Ten tournament, that proved everything I've been telling you about Purdue for four or five months. The nation finally got to see it. Purdue finished with like a plus 24, plus 25 foul advantage. The only way Purdue could score late in that game was because they kept getting whistles. So thank you to Wisconsin for bringing the truth about Purdue to the forefront. I am forever grateful. By the way, I saw Dan Le Batard today. I'm not going to lie. It's been a while since I listened to anything Dan Le Batard did. I think he's kind of just an old angry guy at this point. But I bring it up. Did you see what he said about Zach Edey? Dan Le Batard said Purdue's Zach Edey is a plague on college basketball. You think Torres went hard at Purdue because they had a plus 14 foul shot advantage against Bama? Dan Le Batard called them a plague, called Zach Edey a plague. I don't feel that way. But Wisconsin, they brought it to light. Everybody's seeing things the way Torres is now. I tried to tell you, nobody listened, but it's okay. With all that said, I like Wisconsin. Let me rephrase. I like this Wisconsin team, okay? I think they're more athletic. That kid AJ Storr that transferred from St. John's is a dude. They're really good. Here's the thing, though. What have I been saying this whole time? If you've shown me who you are, I got to believe it. And they have been inconsistent all year. I might make a last-second change here. I'm really torn. They've been inconsistent all year. I was going to pick James Madison because both these teams can get buckets. You know what? I'm going to be a man of my word. I'm going to stay true to my bracket. I picked James Madison prior to signing on here. I'm going to stick with James Madison to pull off the upset, another 5-12 upset in this game. Duke, Vermont. All right, so this was one. As soon as I saw the bracket, I said Duke could lose this game. My thing with Duke is pretty straightforward. I don't think they're good. I've said it from the beginning. Listen, I picked them to win the national championship in the preseason, but I saw them get smoked by Arizona at home, and I know the final score was close. We all watched the game. Arizona was in complete control that game. And I said, I don't know if I love Duke's personnel as much as I thought I did. Then they beat a bunch of really bad teams in the ACC. Then they got smoked on senior day at Cameron Indoor, which, oh, by the way, Kyle Filipowski was out in the streets tripping people. Camera crazies were throwing stuff at people. I bring it up because after that game, I looked at Duke's resume and I said, I don't know that there's very much on this resume. I just don't know that they're that good. And so the one thing about Duke, they don't have as much size as you think. It's basically Filipowski and 4 guards most of the time. Well, Mark Mitchell's a wing. But if you can limit 3-point shooting, you can beat Duke. And so because of that, I am calling the outright upset Vermont to beat Duke, meaning James Madison versus Vermont in the round of 32. We'll get back to that game. Bottom half of the bracket, Texas Tech versus NC State. Listen, NC State's a great story. My guy Keats, how about Kevin Keats? Went from the hot seat to an automatic two-year extension for winning the ACC tournament. You talk about popping champagne. Now, I don't think he's much of a drinker. They have ice cream after the games at NC State. That's a true story. It's on social media. My guess is he had a couple extra scoops on Saturday night. Okay, so congrats to NC State. I don't think they're winning this game. You play 5 games in 5 days. That is a grind. You get to the finish line. Now you got to turn around. You got a Thursday game. It's you know, it's a night game, but still. I think NC State ends up losing to Texas Tech. Texas Tech is a good team. We talked about them. Be curious about the health status of two key players for them. Darion Williams is a key player for them. And also on top of that, Warren Washington, I think, is the guy that we really have to kind of keep an eye on. 7-footer. Hasn't really played much over the last couple weeks. That dude is a game changer and a game wrecker when he is on the court. Let's keep it going. Next game in that bracket, you already know. It is the Kentucky Wildcats versus Oakland. I have Kentucky winning. John Calipari, do me a favor and win this game. Because I am not you, but I don't think that I can handle Big Blue Nation if you do not win this game. By the way, did you see that Cal started a podcast today? Started a podcast the week of the biggest NCAA tournament of his career. Cal, could you not save the podcast till like October? Could we have done it in June? Plenty of time to do a podcast. I don't know that dropping it the week of the NCAA tournament was a smart move. I got Kentucky winning that game. You know, bottom half of the bracket, Florida. You know, you just feel so bad for the Florida Gators. Listen, I've been high on Florida all year long since about, well, I don't say all year, but since about the middle of January. The kid that they lost to injury, Micah Hanlockton, I don't even know that he's that significant from the, like, win-loss perspective. I just think he's significant from the, like, the psychology of, you know, having to, like, that's just so tough to ask that team to come back after seeing one of your brothers just go down. Like really, when you watch them, they usually play Tyrese Samuel at the five and they play four guards. That's tough. I will have Florida winning that game, but you just feel so bad for them. Bottom half of the bracket, Marquette versus Western Kentucky. Big story here, Tyler Kolek's status. Maybe I missed something. If I did, I apologize. We have not seen, but it appears as though it looks like he will play. I've seen multiple interviews with Shaka Smart where he said that he plans on playing. So I have Marquette winning that game. Western Kentucky, by the way, Steve Lutz, their head coach, second straight NCAA tournament with two different schools. How about that? Let's keep it going. Top half of the bracket, Houston versus A&M. They played earlier this year. Houston got up to a huge lead, ended up falling back. It was a close game. I have Houston winning that game. Houston's really good, but their health is an issue. Their health is an issue. Juwan Roberts, he'll probably play, but he only played 13 minutes in that Big 12 championship game. I am worried. That 12-13 game, if you're just joining me, I have James Madison beating Wisconsin. I do kind of wish I had not done that. I think Wisconsin is going to maybe win two games. I'll say this. I think the winner of the Wisconsin-James Madison game is in the Sweet 16. I have James Madison beating Vermont. Remember, by the way, James Madison was 31-3. They won at Michigan State, okay? So it's not like I'm going out on a crazy limb here. I have James Madison playing Houston in the Sweet 16. Bottom half of the bracket. Listen, I think Kentucky's going to catch a little bit of a break. I think Texas Tech at full strength is actually a relatively tough matchup for them. I've mentioned it a few times. They have a 7-footer named Warren Washington. And when he is playing, like, he's a game changer. He's that 7-foot-1 dude with long arms, block shots, does everything. Doesn't really feel like he is going to play. I have them winning this game. You know, Marquette, Florida, if Florida was healthy, I'd probably take Florida. But I just wonder, with the situation that that went down with Micah Hanlockton, I have Marquette winning this game, advancing to the Sweet 16. Elite Eight, Houston versus James Madison. You want me to break it down? You want me to spend 12 minutes talking about Houston versus James Madison? I have James Madison. This is my prediction for the Midwest region, okay? My prediction, or this is the South region. My prediction, if we get Marquette, Kentucky, the winner of the Marquette-Kentucky game wins this region to go to the Final Four. So I kind of just spoiled what I'm going to do next. But here's the thing. I think these two teams match up very well. I think this is a game of the tournament type moment. Both teams are fast. Both teams shoot the crap out of the ball. Both teams really rely a lot on guards. So I think there's a lot of bad matchups for Marquette. I'm not sure that Kentucky's won. And on the inverse, I think there's a lot of bad matchups for Kentucky in this tournament, but I don't think Marquette is one. I think it'll be fun. I'm actually going to take Kentucky. Let me tell you why. It's not a Kentucky homer pick, but I know I've been saying all along, if you've shown me who you are, believe me. Well, I know that Kentucky lost in the SEC tournament. They were maybe the best team in college basketball. And I think when a Houston loses, for example, I think we spend too much time forgetting about everything they've done. When an Iowa State wins, they all of a sudden become the hottest team in the bracket. Kentucky was the hottest team in college basketball prior to the SEC tournament. They won at Tennessee. Think about just what they did. They won at Tennessee. They won at Auburn. They beat Alabama at home. They won at Mississippi State, which is an 8 seed in this tournament. So I'm trying to find the balance. I wish the defense was consistent. I thought it was an embarrassment that they no-showed in the SEC tournament. I know the thousands of Kentucky fans that paid their hard-earned money to go to that game. But I just bring it up because, to me, I look at this game. Marquette's awesome. I'm curious how they reintegrate Tyler Kolek. But also, as great as Marquette is, keep in mind, needed overtime to beat Villanova in the first round. If they lose to Villanova in that game, is anyone saying they could go to the Elite Eight Final Four? The other thing with Shaka Smart, I don't know if I mentioned this, but Shaka, you know, listen, I think Marquette's the right spot for him. But I bring it up. You know, Shaka Smart made the Final Four in 2011. You know, he has 2 NCAA tournament wins since then. One the following year at VCU. One last year as a 15 seed in the NCAA. Or one as a 2 seed against a 15 seed in the NCAA tournament. So I have Kentucky beating Marquette. And I'll tell you, in that Elite Eight game, listen, I know Kentucky fans have told me this is the only team we didn't want to play. My buddy Hunter, who does a great job on our Torres on Kentucky account, has said this is the only team that I don't believe that we can beat in the tournament. I think you beat them, and I'll tell you why. I just think even coming into the tournament, Houston was down 3 guys that were part of their normal rotation. Terrence Arsenault, who got hurt against A&M back, a few months back. What was his name? Tugler just got hurt. He was a really important piece. And then the guard, Ramon, it's not Ramon Harris because he played at Kentucky, Ramon Walker. So they're already down 3 guys. Now Juwan Roberts, kind of the heart and soul of this team. I think the matchups break their way. I don't know that they can beat, because Kentucky's just going to put so much pressure on you. It's going to be your 4th game. It's going to be your 2nd game in 3 nights. And Kentucky just keeps coming at you. I have Kentucky winning the Midwest region, South region, whatever it is. I'm getting all my regions confused. Joining UConn and North Carolina in the Final Four. Final bracket, the Midwest. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going in the Midwest. Let me just say this. Purdue fans, I know you think I hate you. I get it. I understand. It's nothing personal. What I am here to tell you, Purdue fans, if you cannot make a run in this bracket, fold up your basketball team, okay? Fold up your freaking basketball team, because there is zero reason. I'm just going to say, I'm going to ruin the whole region. I think there is one team in this entire region that can beat Purdue. It's Tennessee. Or at the very least can beat Purdue if Purdue isn't playing its worst game of the season. So spoiler alert, Purdue, Torres is giving you your flowers. Now go prove me right, because if you prove me wrong, then it becomes personal. I don't care about the time I had 800,000 views on a video because you were mad at me and it got shared by every Purdue fan, coach, player, etc. Purdue, don't embarrass yourselves, okay? They're going to win their opener against a team that we don't even know who they're playing. Second round, Utah State, TCU, or second game. Listen, we talked about it. Utah State, Mountain West Conference regular season champs, completely, completely disrespected by the committee. They are better than an 8 seed. They beat TCU. Gonzaga McNeese. Okay, this is another one. I really struggle with. I think when the bracket came out, I think my initial reaction was Will Wade, the Cowboys, giddy the F up. I'm taking McNeese. Blah, 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 blah. I said that's what I was thinking. But this was a game that I really thought about. So for people who haven't followed McNeese, one, go back and listen to the Will Wade interview on this show. It was incredible. But two, I bring it up because McNeese, they are elite defensively. Top 10 in scoring defense, top 10 in field goal percentage defense. Here's my concern. They look like a team that plays in the Southland. They're very small. They're not very good on the boards. And they are going to struggle with size. Average just 36 rebounds per game. They have one guy averaging more than 6 rebounds per game, Christian Shumate, who's a 6'6" power forward. And I'll just be blunt. Gonzaga's got, what, 4 guys that are all great in the post? Graham EK, Braden Huff, Ben Gregg, my guy. I've been on him forever. And then there's one other guy that I can't think of off the top of my head. I think it's a tough matchup for Gonzaga. I think it's a tough matchup for McNeese. Love the Will Wade story. I think Gonzaga wins. Kansas versus Stanford. Listen, I hope you were paying attention on Monday's show. I said I think Kansas is getting upset. Oh, by the way, we found out right before I started broadcasting that Kansas will be without Kevin McCullough. I have actually seen that he has released a statement. I'm not going to try to be disrespectful. He's hurt. But what I will say is that as I'm looking right now on BetUS, I think the Kansas game might actually be off the board. But I told you I thought Stanford could pull off the upset. It is down to 8. I would get on BetUS right now. Click the little link in the show description. Get on BetUS right now. I think Stanford wins this game outright. The money line is plus 285. I'm not telling you how to spend your hard-earned cash. Gamble responsibly. I like that line. Stanford, for people who haven't seen, they play up and down. They're like the old-school Arkansas Razorbacks, 40 minutes of hell. They're like the old-school Kentucky Wildcats under Patino, UConn under Jim Calhoun. Press, 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 press. Speed you up. Shoot a ton of threes, okay? Well, they are top 10 in the country in scoring. They are top 10 in the country in turnovers forced. Kansas is going to be without their best player for the entire tournament. I'll be honest. If you want my honest opinion, and if you're sticking with me an hour and a half into this show, then you do, is I think that Bill Self is kind of mailed in this season. If you notice, did you see the story about probably a month ago when it was clear he wasn't going to win the Big 12? And he said, well, this doesn't really count because it's not a true round robin anymore. It's like, coach, you get paid like $6 million a year. Go try to win the freaking conference, okay? But he tried to claim, oh, this isn't a real conference championship because it's not a true round robin, whatever. And then on top of that, listen, I don't blame him for not playing his guys at the Big 12 tournament, but that team mailed it in against Cincinnati, okay? I don't blame him. Obviously, we know McCullough wasn't going to play. Dickinson is not close to 100%. Again, -8, Sanford, get in now, money line plus 285. By the way, BetUS is going to match your first deposit up to $2,000, your first 3 deposits. So click the link, do your boy a favor, click that link, take advantage of the offer, make some money off Sanford. I have Sanford winning that game, beating Kansas. Bottom half of the bracket, South Carolina, Oregon. Listen, I'm Mr. SEC. I'll tell you this, I think it's a bad matchup for Oregon, okay, or for South Carolina. So I mentioned this on the Monday show. Again, there's a name that will ring a bell for old school Kentucky fans. Enfali Dante. He was a kid that reclassified a million years ago, came down to Oregon or Kentucky. Everyone thought he was going to Kentucky. He ends up choosing Oregon. Well, he is now a fifth-year senior, and he destroyed dudes in the Pac-12 tournament. 25-9 in the conference championship game, 14-10 against Arizona in the semifinals, 22-6 against UCLA. Regular season finale, 19-12. 20-12 against Colorado. That's like some freaking Shaq in the finals type numbers, okay? So I bring it up because I bring it up. I'm getting all sorts of weird comments here. Let's see here. All right, so I bring it up. I know what that comment was. Never mind. I bring it up because listen, I think it's a bad matchup for South Carolina. South Carolina, the one thing they don't have is a lot of interior size. I like Oregon to win this game. Forgive me. I'm going to take a quick swig here of Gatorade as we're powering through this show. All right, let's get the party going. Creighton versus Akron. I could spend 6 months breaking down this game. Creighton's going to win. Texas, if I'm not mistaken, plays the winner of the game that is going on right now, Colorado State versus Virginia. I'll just be blunt. I'm going to take Texas. I'll take Texas. I was going to take Colorado State. If they won, I will take Texas to win this game. Couple other things, trying to think of what else. Let's get to some other stuff. Got to retweet, get some people in here before the show's over. Got to get those numbers up. By the way, if you're not subscribed to YouTube, now is a great time to do so. But let's get back to the bracket. Bracket in the South. Texas beats Colorado State. Tennessee versus St. Peter's. I know there are no bigger St. Peter's fans than Kentucky. The irony, if Tennessee lost to St. Peter's, first of all, Greg Sankey just needs to send them an invite to the SEC at that point, but I have Tennessee winning that game. Top half of the bracket, this is what I'm talking about with Purdue. So Utah State is a very good team. Utah State plays a 7'1" center who only wants to shoot threes, Isaac Johnson. It's like a 180. And their star player is a kid named Great Osabor from England, like a 6'8" center. So I'm not kidding when I say Zach Edey is going to have like a 7-inch size advantage down low. Purdue, you better win that game. Gonzaga versus Samford. Listen, Samford, I think, could cause fits for Gonzaga, but I'm going to take Gonzaga. Remember, Gonzaga has that Sweet 16 streak going that we all thought was going to end this year. They've made every Sweet 16 since 2015. So 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, no tournament in 2020, 21, 22, 23. So 8 straight Sweet 16s. We didn't even know they were going to be in the tournament this year, but I think things break right. I think Gonzaga pulls off the win against Samford to advance to the Sweet 16. Oregon versus Creighton. I'm calling for the upset here, and I'm a Creighton guy. I picked Creighton in my preseason Final Four, okay? But in Folly Dante, the one thing Creighton doesn't have, they don't have very much depth down low. And so I like Creighton. I don't love them. And I think Enfali Dante neutralizes Ryan Kalkbrenner, the Big East Defensive Player of the Year. Give me Oregon to win that game because Ryan Kalkbrenner is like 80% of what Creighton does. I have Oregon pulling off the upset there. Tennessee versus Texas. I do have Tennessee winning that game. You know, I've said it many times, but the Rick Barnes narrative is so overrated. They've made two of the last Sweet 16s. With it, I have Tennessee beating Texas, the Rick Barnes Bowl. Rick Barnes wins that one. Sweet 16, Purdue-Gonzaga, another just awful matchup. Gonzaga's got a little bit more depth up front, but I don't think their guards are good enough. And so I think the matchups break well for Gonzaga in the first two rounds, but Purdue and Gonzaga played in the Maui Invitational. I believe it was the opening game of the entire Maui Invitational this year. I watched it back in November, and it was close for, you know, 12 minutes. And then Purdue just ran away with it. That was the first game, by the way, where it was obvious, like, oh, my God, these refs have no idea what to do with Zach Edey. Neither here nor there, I have Purdue winning that game. So Purdue fans who think I hate you, I got you in the Elite Eight. Tennessee versus Oregon. This is where I think Oregon, the dream is over. For that plucky underdog 11 seed, the Oregon Ducks. Those guys, man, what a magical run it'll be. I have Tennessee winning that game. Tennessee, you know, I like them. I do worry a little bit. I do worry a little bit about Tennessee, but give me Tennessee to win that game. Then I'll say this. Listen, there's an old saying in life. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, okay? Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And I think sometimes luck is involved in the NCAA tournament. You can be good like UConn. I think UConn's just going to be better than the teams in their bracket. Or you can have the perfect draw. The perfect draw. And I think Purdue has it. I think they get to the Elite Eight. I think it's the same thing we saw in Maui, where Purdue also played Tennessee, where they also got an insane whistle. It was the most insane whistle I think I've ever seen. Like, there are games, by the way, where Purdue has shot more foul shots, but there wasn't a worse game, like refs versus the opponent, than the Tennessee game. With that said, I think Purdue's going to win. I think, listen, they've dealt with a lot of crap. Torres has come at them pretty hard, a lot. But I just think this is the perfect draw. I think if they get to the Elite Eight, they're not losing. Give me Purdue to win that game. So my Final Four It is UConn versus Carolina. It is Kentucky versus Purdue. I'm going to get to my picks in a minute. Producer Matt, why don't you get some questions ready to go in the queue here, because I'm going to give my Final Four national championship picks. UConn versus Carolina in the Final Four. These two teams actually played earlier in the season at Madison Square Garden, Store South. UConn was 7-0 at MSG this year, beat Indiana, Texas, North Carolina, St. John's, and then won three games in the Big East tournament. I've seen this game. UConn's just got better players at pretty much every spot on the floor. I think UConn wins this game in relatively easy fashion. I think you can argue, even if Carolina's in the Final Four, that Auburn for UConn is going to be tougher, that Illinois could be tougher. I think even Iowa State could be tougher. I don't think North Carolina is the right matchup for them. Give me UConn advancing to the title game. Then I got Purdue, Kentucky. And I'll tell you, you know, listen, gone back and forth on this one as well. Kentucky fans are going to be mad. I got Purdue. I just don't think Kentucky has enough size. I think if Zach Edey makes the Final Four, I'm rubbing my forehead if you're watching on YouTube, okay? If Zach Edey makes the Final Four, I think he's going to foul out every single guy on Kentucky, and I think it will be a national discourse. By the way, just like I've been telling you since December, but this is not the matchup for Kentucky. And by the way, I don't even like Purdue's guards, but there just isn't a matchup. Tennessee is the only team in that region that can beat them. I have Purdue versus UConn in the national championship. I have UConn winning the national championship. Listen, you know, to beat UConn, so many things have to go right. And it's not to say that they can't go right. It's that, like, by the way, I just got an update on the Purdue or the Villanova or for Virginia game. Virginia's now gone like 7 minutes without scoring. Why did we put this team in the tournament? First of all, thank you to Virginia, because many of you are watching me rather than watching that crap game, although I actually like Colorado State. I think Nico Medved is a rising superstar in college basketball. But I don't know why Virginia's in that game. Anyway, Purdue, I got UConn in the national championship beating Purdue. My final score in this one will be 84-72. And listen, I just think with UConn, you have to be able to score, but you also have to be able to defend. That sounds stupid. But like, you look at the UConn wins in the Big East tournament, Xavier was closed for a half. Marquette was closed for about 35 minutes. And then UConn just hits another gear. And if you don't have those dudes, not much you can do. So UConn is my national champion. 84-72 is the final. Producer Matt, let's get to a couple questions if there are any. I see just a lot of reaction. I see somebody saying that Purdue will lose in the first weekend. Painter is a choke artist. Listen, I agree with that. But I also agree that sometimes, by the way, sorry, Producer Matt, I just jumped you there. I agree that Purdue is a choke artist. I think Matt Painter is the most protected coach in college basketball. I don't know why. I don't understand why no one besides me will criticize. You understand Purdue is in the middle of the worst three-year run in NCAA tournament history. Lost to a 13 seed as a 4 seed in 2021. They lost to a 15 seed as a 3 seed in 2022, St. Peter's, and obviously last year. I think Matt Painter's protected. By the way, I think he's getting really sensitive now. Like he said after the Wisconsin game, if you don't enjoy this, I don't understand how people can't enjoy such a great player. It's like, bro, you had a plus 29 foul shot advantage. Like, even you have to admit it's a little ridiculous. Like you can say this is a great player, appreciate him, while also saying, yeah, if my team was committing more fouls where the other team got to the line 29 more times, like, stop with the freaking sympathy, okay? I'm sorry, he's the most protected guy ever. I don't really believe in him, but at the same time, look at the draw. Who's going to beat him? Utah State's center is 6'8". Gonzaga, he's going to foul out all those guys. Braden Huff is too skinny. Ben Gregg is too skinny. Graham Ike is too short. Tell you what, though, it is time for me to get out of here. If you're not subscribed, please make sure to do so. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Music, wherever you listen to podcasts, make sure to subscribe. Also, make sure to rate and review the show. Go ahead and make sure to do that. Make sure you're following on YouTube. Click the link. Make sure to subscribe. Also, make sure yeah, just make sure to subscribe. Tell you what, maybe we'll do another live show tomorrow. I don't know. We'll figure it out. My voice is gone, but it's time for me to get out of here for right now. Again, appreciate everybody's support. Shout out to Torrent Craig. Shout out to Rachel, who hates my voice. Shout out to JJ Redick, you F-head. Unblock me, bro. I'll be back Wednesday or Thursday. We'll definitely be live after the game on Thursday. Aaron Torres Pod.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.